Environmentalists come in many flavors. Commentator Kristen Wares knows one whose flavor is sharper than most.
My friend Jeff wants to make a bumper sticker that says, Wild Nature. Back when I met him, Jeff was disappointed that there was no Armageddon in the year 2000. He was prepared. He didn't squirrel away food and supplies, but he did prepare his mind and his body as a warrior. More than that, though, he wanted civilization to collapse overnight, and he hoped for it to happen with the turning of the new millennium. He just wanted computers to die. He wanted all systems to fail. When Jeff talks about the Wild Nature bumper sticker, he tells me about an old man he met in Yellowstone. That was during a hike with about 10 people and a guide. Jeff didn't know any of them. The guide told the group about an old man they might see when they got deeper into the wilderness. He said the guy lived up there, lived off the land. Jeff admits he was annoyed by the other hikers, by their cameras and superfluous gear, the frequent rests, inane chatter, food wrappers. After lunch, they saw the elk, an entire herd. A few of the hikers had never seen wild elk before. There was a moment of surprised silence, and then zippers unzipped, camera cases opened. The guide asked for quiet, and Jeff was relieved. The group was still as they watched the herd. It was amazing, Jeff says. The elk looked so strong, except one, a young bull that struggled as the herd headed up the side of a mountain. The bull kept falling. It would get up, then fall, get up and fall, until finally it just laid there, abandoned by the herd. They left the weak one behind. People were really disturbed by that, Jeff says. They kept talking about it. Then they ran into the old man who lived up there. He wasn't weighed down by backpacks and parkas and camera bags. He didn't even have a water bottle. But he did have something to say about the elk and the weak bull left behind. That's why they're so beautiful, he said, and we have so many problems. Jeff says, when I do the Wild Nature bumper sticker, I'm going to cut out each letter from a magazine or newspaper, like a serial killer. Jeff is extreme, but Wild Nature appeals to me as I picture the crooked letters.
Kristen Wares lives in Joseph, Oregon.